I'd like to take the text of Galatians chapter 6 as a text for our invitation this evening. First five verses of Galatians chapter 6. There are two statements that are made here in verse 2. We're told to bear one another's burdens. But in verse 5, it says that each one shall bear his own load. A burden and a load. Well, those seem synonymous. And yet there are two things that are consideration here. First one, you'll notice, begins in verse 1, where we're told, if any man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So this is indicating that when we find an individual who is in sin, we have a responsibility to help that individual get back on the right path. And that way we are bearing one another's burdens. That fulfills the law of Christ in that it is an expression of our love for our fellow man. We express love toward him by convicting him of his sin and returning him back to the fold, turning him away from his sin. And in that way we can help one another. Now, ultimately, however, we need to understand and recognize that God holds us responsible for our own actions. In other words, while others can help us by encouraging us, by correcting us from time to time, the verse 4 and 5 indicates a second and important point, and that is that each one needs to examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for each one shall bear his own load. That indicates very clearly that ultimately we are responsible for ourselves. Our standing or lack thereof with God, we cannot say that anyone else is responsible for that. We have to examine ourselves and ensure that we are right with God, because God will hold us accountable. And so when we think about our own redemption, what we have to first of all recognize is that we will be judged individually. And though there may be exigent circumstances, there may be contributing causes to our falling away, our faltering, our sinning, that God is still going to hold us accountable for those things. Those are things that we must overcome. However, having said that, acknowledging our own guilt and our own responsibility for our guilt, it is important that we as Christians recognize that we can help and encourage others. And we see them overtaken in a fault, we can convict them of that and turn them back to what is right. We can call them to repent. Each one is responsible. God will hold each man in judgment for the things that he has done in the body, whether good or bad. But it is our responsibility as loving Christians to strive to help each other get to heaven. And that's basically what the apostle is saying there in Galatians chapter 6. So you, if you're here this evening, are responsible for your standing or lack thereof with regard to your God. And if you are not doing what you need to be doing, it does not matter how difficult your life has been. It does not matter what others have put in your way as regard stumbling block or impediments. Ultimately, you have to decide that you're going to serve God. You are responsible for your soul. If we can help you in any way get your soul right with God, then we want to offer ourselves to you, because we want to fulfill the law of Christ. We want to be loving toward you and express that love by helping you in any way we can. If you need encouragement, we will be glad to supply it for you. If you need prayers, we will gladly petition God on your behalf. If you need to become obedient to the gospel of our Lord, we will assist you in making that good confession before men that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and by helping you to be baptized or immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins. If there is anyone who is here this evening who has a need like that, we can help you this evening, then we offer ourselves to you, and we extend that invitation at this time. So if there is that need, we ask that you come forward while together we stand and while we sing.